I definitely live among the creatures of the night. There's no question about that. My guest is Evelyn, Dr. Evelyn Paglini. Her website is www.mysticalblend.com. That's mysticalblend.com. But if you don't have a computer and want to be in touch, in a moment, before we go to the phones, we'll give out the numbers once more, so I have a pen and pencil ready. We'll be right back. All right, Evelyn, let's get those phone numbers out right here at the beginning.
All right, the phone number is 818-985-9935 or 818-407-1951.
Good. All right, Nancy from New York, New York, in the city, asks Evelyn, toward the last of this last hour, why does Evelyn sound like she's saying there's no downside, potentially, to selling one's soul? Is she endorsing it? What about justice? Goodness.
Oh, no, I'm not endorsing it. What I was talking about is that person who really is into demonology. They're a different mindset because they are a magician or a practitioner who has discipline for decades in order to, as I said, gain knowledge from these supernatural beings, and they really believe that they are going to have all, including immortality. But I certainly do not adhere to it, not at all.
All right, here we go. Barbara in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, you're on with Evelyn.
Hi, Art. Hi, Evelyn.
Hi.
It's my birthday, so this is a real treat.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. Is there a way to defeat an enemy? Let's say an enemy has an image of me and they're sticking nails in it. How do I defeat it?
Well, I'll tell you, if you cannot get, okay, an object of theirs, meaning, you know, something that belongs to them or a picture of them, then what you must do to defeat them is to do a psychic self-defense or cleansing of yourself. Meaning you're going to remove that which has been placed upon you. And like a mirror or a boomerang, you're going to send it back to the sender.
Okay.
And so if you'll go to my website, mysticalblend.com, look under ritual packages for psychic self-defense.
Okay.
That's what you need.
Well, you,
so what
really
you're going to do is send it right back, honey.
Mirrors.
Yeah.
Mirrors?
It's like a mirror. It's like a boomerang. In other words, anything being sent to you is mirrored or reflected back to them.
Okay, what is it about mirrors, Evelyn? There's something about mirrors, right?
Oh, definitely. In fact, I have a class up there called Mirror Magic that is absolutely phenomenon. It is the way in which you can defend yourself from any spirit or entity, as well as the ability of scrying, as well as the ability of being able to go into past lives to see your reincarnation. It is a portal or a doorway in order for you to open up to let spirits or forces or energies in. Mirror magic is just phenomenal, and it's
okay.
Very ancient.
All right. Here comes Wade in Kentucky. You're on with Evelyn Paglini.
Oh, hi, Art. Hi, Evelyn. How y'all doing tonight?
Hi.
That's good. My question is kind of a general question, but how do you guys view movies and motion pictures and Hollywood's portrayal of magic to actual magic?
Well, I'll tell you, lately, okay, and I'll say some of the television shows and some of the movies are giving more precise information. There is an awful lot to magic that people do not recognize, and so I think they're tablespooning it. Now, yes, there are times that they exaggerate, but believe me, there is more than meets the eye out there.
Evelyn, have you ever been asked to consult for television or a
motion
picture?
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yes.
I thought so. All right, here comes Billy in Iowa. Billy, you're on with Evelyn.
Good morning. Hi. I had called you last year and talked to you about this. I deliver newspapers, and I had a Grim Reaper, the Grim Reaper, grab me. Okay, he put his hand on my shoulder, and all I could see was his long finger. He had on a the black cloak. He must have stood 8 feet tall, and he leaned over and he was looking at me, but I could not see his face.
I remember that call.
Okay, and when he did this, it's like after I sat and thought about it, I was like, I could feel the energy coming from him, but also after he had grabbed me like that, the whole left side of my body had tingled for about 30 minutes afterwards. And it's like, I can't get past this. And it's like, I'm just wondering what does it represent? I mean, is the Grim Reaper a devil? Is he a demon? Is he, what is he?
Well, if it was the real Grim Reaper, that is the person who is either giving you a warning of death to come. It may not also be you. It could be a family member or somebody that is close to you.
Uh-huh.
If you felt real drained of energy, okay, after he removed his hands from your shoulder, then what he was doing was marking you. In other words, you're a sensitive. And so therefore,
yeah,
you probably get an awful lot of intuition and premonitions of things to come.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's why you're marked, honey. In other words, that's one that they will watch you. They will watch your development. You're a very sensitive person. I would certainly start keeping a journal.
Okay, I've seen lots of ghosts and stuff, you know, too. And
there you are. You just confirmed what she said. I wonder, Evelyn, how many people, I mean, that lady, for example, said, look, the Grim Reaper grabbed me. Well, something grabbed her, she kind of put together, I think it was a Grim Reaper, but it could have been anything, right?
That's correct. It was an entity, a being that had found her and tapped into her sensitivity. There are people out there that have clairvoyance, clairaudience, and that are highly sensitive. And there are beings that are attracted to them. And some of them will touch them, mark them, so to speak, so that they watch their development. And if they start to lean toward, let's say, the dark side, naturally the seduction begins.
Yeah. All right. Patty in Philadelphia, you're on with Dr. Evelyn Paglini.
Hi, Art and Doctor. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly.
I have a personal question. I've been working with a company for a long time for a mortgage settlement for me, and I was wondering if you could tell me what months they'll be successful for my funds, because it's been very difficult.
Well, I'd have to have a little bit more information, honey. I'd need to know what is the name of the company and how long has this been going on.
No, we can't do that on the air.
See, that's on a personal level, because I have to get into the vibration of what she's up against and what have they got against her.
How could she figure it out for herself?
Well, what she would have to do, that she would probably know all of the information, and what she can do if she wants to have a settlement, look at the legal injustice, and she can design it in such a way where she can force the issue so that therefore she will have the result in a timely manner. It's something that I need to design, because I have to have more information.
I see.
But I can design it for you. And if you have the strength of mind, and if you are desperate enough to do the ritual because it's important enough to you, you can get some results.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, Patty. Thank you very much for the call. Hope you made note of how to get in contact. Kelly in San Antonio, Texas, your turn with Evelyn.
Hi, Art. It's a pleasure. Another woman asked the same question earlier, but I need to ask it for myself as well. If you feel as though someone has crossed you or has done one of these diabolical rituals against you, you mentioned the mirror protection, correct?
Yes. What I would suggest, honey, understand, you may or may not know or be sure of the individual that you believe has done something to you. The way I have designed the ritual called psychic self-defense is that the most important thing is to take off what has been placed upon you, what's blocking and stopping you. Secondary is to send it back to the sender. And the way I have situated this ritual, only the person doing the sending, only the person sending the harm to you is the recipient of it. That's why I call it a boomerang. And then what happens is you put a shield of protection around you that is impenetrable, so that nothing that is negative is ever able to come into you again. And that's what you need to do.
Okay, however, Evelyn, I respect your knowledge and everything, but I don't believe in sending evil back.
Then just do a cleansing and protection, and what you will do is remove it from yourself and send it into the ether. It will go to no person. Do not do psychic self-defense. Do only cleansing and protection.
Okay.
That's
and
also
I know
up there.
That's like self-defense.
Pardon me?
I said she doesn't want to be proactive. She doesn't want it to go back to the person. So what you're saying is, what you're giving her is just virtually self-defense.
Right, cleansing. Absolute cleansing. Just to remove it from her.
And I know I have to be quick, her, but could you give me a reading real quick at all?
No, ma'am. Not on air.
That's fine. I respect you. It's okay. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Evelyn, if you don't know who's doing this to you, is there a way to discern the name or find the person who's doing it? Or
usually I have found from my clients that when they are doing the black reverse image candle, especially on their second night of meditation, an image of the individual who's actually the perpetrator does show up. Mm-hmm. But the way I've designed it, in case they really, truly believe it could be their sister-in-law or mother-in-law, I want no innocent person ever to receive anything negative. So the way I've designed it, it is only that person which has wished ill will or harm is the recipient if you're going to send it back at all.
Okay. Daryl in Missouri, you're on with Evelyn.
Hi, how are you doing? It's an honor to speak to both of you. I was wondering, I raised a little girl all by myself, and until she was 7 years old, and my sister took her away with lies, and then 2 years ago, she was taken away from my little sister, and my mother's 82, my dad's 85, and when she turns 18, she'll be 15 this August. When she turns 18, she'll be able to, my prosecuting attorney said she'll be able to tell them to go get screwed and to go, and she can come back to see me. I was wondering if you would be able to get something to be able to let the family services or whatever, let my parents be able to see my little girl, because dad's 85 and my mom's 82, and they're not going to be able to live long enough to be able to see her in 3 years and 7 months. So could you tell me what the...
Well, babe, I'd have, again, to design a ritual. There is a way that you can put some kind of a light or exposure on an emotional basis, and you would have to be using the elements, okay, especially of water, in order to make the necessary authorities bend to give that kind of permission. It is an evolved ritual, sir, and if you are not a practitioner, it's going to take you a little time. I'm sorry.
Well, could I call you up sometime and talk to you about
absolutely,
it? Again?
Absolutely, absolutely, sir.
I appreciate this.
I'll be more than happy.
Powerball.
Please, to any person out there, if it is important enough for you to get into ritual, learn meditation and visualization. That is the key to getting the results you want.
Okay. All right. Cherie in Nevada?
Hi.
Hi. You're on with Evelyn, huh?
And I was staying at a house one night at a friend's home, and I woke up, and I was just felt pure terror. And floating in the room was this thing. It was probably about 6 foot tall and about 4 foot wide, and it was thin, and it was translucent, and it was like black with white spots. And I was just terrified. 8 years later, I was living in a home, and I had two small children at the time, and I felt evil come into the house. And it was there daily. It got to the point that after a few months that I told my husband we had to move. And things came to a point. One day, I finally got angry, and I confronted this thing. I just started yelling and said, either attack me or get out of my home and leave my children alone. The same thing appeared in front of me. What was that?
Well, that was probably an entity or a low energy spirit that was trying to gain intimidation and control over you and your children. By confrontation, that is what is necessary. And by calling upon, like Jesus Christ or any belief that you have, will dissipate it.
Why was it coming after me? And the house that I was staying in, the first time I ever saw it, I found out years and years later that that home then was bought. And when the night I stayed there, there was an entrance to the attic, which was locked. I found out later after that home was bought that what you were describing earlier with the pentagram,
mm-hmm.
that was painted on the floor in the of the attic of that house.
Well, that already tells me that they did evocation and summation, and they opened up the portals to energies and entities that had resided within those premises.
Why was it coming after me, though?
Because you were there, and you were sensitive and easy to feed upon. And what they will do is drain you of energy and feed upon your life force in order for them to sustain themselves.
Sure, somebody was opening doors there, obviously.
Obviously.
So you were just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
I guess so. Thank you very much.
Right, thank you. Let's go to Karen in New York City. You're on with Dr. Evelyn Paglini. Hi.
Oh, hi. Hi, Art. Hi, Dr. Paglini.
Hello.
I just kind of wanted to make a comment on, you know, I hear a lot of superstition-based fear and things like that from a lot of callers. And I'm glad that, you know, the doctor is reinforcing a lot of the, you know, the good things that people can do. Because I've always found that good, you know, evil takes a lot to perpetuate. That's why I think so many evil people have all these rituals and things that they're so beholden to. And I've always found that just good intent goes so far. And under that, that line of thinking, you had been talking about the California fires that you're fearing. And I think maybe if we all just think of, you know, water being attracted to any fire, anyone who tries to, you know, light a fire would, you know, have water attracted to it to counteract.
Well, actually, let's try it, Karen, from another direction. She said she sees fire directly ahead of us in the next year or so, and that it's going to be the hand of man. In other words, a lot of people running around setting fires. And Evelyn, is there a way to change what you see?
Not this time, Art, only because I'm getting a hidden agenda at such an intent. It is not like a person who wants to just create fires. These are people that are doing it for a specific reason. I don't know if it's economic. I don't know what it is. But no, this is not going to be able to be stopped.
So
you may be able to change the mind of a sicko, or you may be able to expose something where it'll be caught quick enough where it was an accidental fire, but not the intent ones that I'm seeing. And again, if there's anybody in the audience that gets any dreams, has any waking state interpretations of what I am getting, and has more information, please contact you, Art.
Contact me?
Yes, let them email you or fax you, and maybe you can give out that information so that, you know, the more people that are aware and know about it, maybe we can stop some of these fires or at least catch them.
Maybe. I don't know that I'm the right person, because...
Well, how would other people be able to reach? Are they going to be calling the media? Who's going to be listening?
I don't know. I mean, if I were to go to the authorities and say, look, I do this radio talk show about these kinds of topics, and I've had all these calls saying something or another about fires. And
so they'll be more aware. More warned is forearmed.
Boy. Okay. I guess okay. I don't know what I would do with the information, but...
Just put it out there.
Okay.
More people being aware of it. More eyes.
All right, done, Evelyn. Dr. Evelyn Paglini is my guest. And if you want more information, she does have a website, which is mysticalblend.com. It is spelled exactly the way it sounds, mysticalblend.com. What we're talking about this night is the craft. That's right, witchcraft. From the high desert and the great American Southwest, I'm Art Bell. We've covered an awful lot of ground this night. From the increase in evil to the fires that are coming at our own hand, that is to say, man's hand anyway, to the individual woes and beliefs. And if you're listening carefully, obviously there's a very great deal of that. Dr. Evelyn Paglini, back in a moment. Now, here's an interesting observation that you might be able to comment on, Evelyn. Depending on the show, I will either get a flood of men or a flood of women. And when I have you on the air, Evelyn, it's a flood of women. Why do you think that is?
Well, first of all, women being more emotional and more sensitive would gather and would be more interested in magic because they just gravitate toward it more. But believe it or not, in ancient times, it was the man that was the great magician.
Yes, indeed. Very, very true. As most women cook, the top chefs, of course, are men.
Yeah.
Lori,
before we go to the phones, Art, can I make one more little statement?
Yes.
I know you have cats, and so do I. And I'm very worried because I feel that this recall is not over. I feel that it's going to spread and continue to spread. And so I really want to tell people out there that have pets, please be very, very careful, because I think this is not over with yet.
Yeah, and I read something earlier that said cats are going to be far more affected than our dogs.
I have cats, and so do you. And so I just thought I'd put that out there. Thank you.
Something about their physiology. Thank you. Lori in Vancouver, you're on with Evelyn.
Thank you. I really appreciate your show and your intelligence, both of you.
Thank you.
So let me tell you what happened to me. 6 years ago, I got divorced. 5 years ago, my ex burnt my condo down, stalked, harassed me, and it's sort of stopped. However, in October, for absolutely no reason, I'm a 40-year-old woman. I had double pneumonia, sepsis, meningitis, no reason whatsoever.
God.
I nearly died. And then our family was always financially good, you know, not rich, but very, very financially stable and well. My father died. I live with my mother now by choice because we help each other because she's 78. And I really, truly believe that my ex has done this to me because prior to 40, my life was great, good jobs and everything, and I have one chronic condition, really, really, really low iron. It's at a level of 5, and they don't even know why. And I don't know. I would like advice.
Because, in other words, you think you're under attack, right?
Yes, I do, and I've even had dreams about him where he's murdered me, and I wake up screaming.
God.
Not recently, though, and I would love to know. And I'm also half Spanish. I lived in Spain for 4 years as a child, and, you know, half Scottish. Figure that out. But, you know.
Okay, well, let's see what Evelyn says. Evelyn.
Well, first of all, babe, what I would have her do is to test to make sure that is what's going on. And if she got positive results by either doing a health and well-being or a psychic self-defense, then what she can do is raise her immune system, rebuild her energy, as well as to take away what's been blocking and stopping her as far as on the financial basis. If she'd give me a call, I'd be more than happy to discuss it further with her, but there is hope out there.
Okay. All right. To Faith in Ohio, you're on with Evelyn Paglini. Hi.
Hi, Art. I can't talk. I'm tongue-tied. I apologize. I'm on a cell phone, so I apologize for this. I wanted to ask Evelyn, I'm totally blind, and I want to find out if it matters whether we're visual or not, and if it's possible that we can do the cleansing and protection, the psychic self-defense, and other, you know, rituals that really, you know, they all sound awesome.
And yes, you can, honey. Having visual impairment has got nothing to do with it. What you're doing is calling upon the God force in order to remove the negativity, and then again the God force in order to put an impenetrable shield of protection around you that allows nothing but that which is God, good, and love to come through.
I have been through a lot in my life at this point, just, you know, at a standstill, but I've, you know, did lots of meditation and things, you know, on that very subject, and so far someone's watching me.
Well, there you are.
And
there's no impediment. The fact that you're sightless apparently is no impediment at all. And I suppose if you have to go to the website or something like that, somebody who's sighted can certainly help you. Joanne in Oregon, you're on with Dr. Evelyn Paglini.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
I'd like to first say that I love your show.
Thank you.
I've already bought like 6 bottles of your punch. And I just listen intently to see what is the next update on the baby. Congratulations from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you.
You've been very blessed.
Dr. Pagliini.
Yes.
I just feel awful all over all the time. I'm always in pain and I'm always tired. I'm only 41 years old. Is there anything that I can do or that you can recommend?
Again, the health and well-being package that is on my website, mysticalblend.com, honey, that can improve your energy. And again, like I said, rebuild your immune system as well as remove the pain, the dysfunction, and the disorders that are within the body. It is a ritual. You may have to do it more than once, usually about 2 to 3 weeks apart, but you will start noticing a result after the first ritual.
Awesome. Would that also work the same for my dogs?
No, honey, because you would have to do a remote healing. In other words, you would have to be doing the ritual for the dog, and then it can help the dog, yes.
Thank you so much. It's been my pleasure to speak with you.
My pleasure also.
Have a nice holiday.
Thank you
as well. Stephanie coming up from Indianapolis. You're on with Dr. Pagliini.
Hello. Thank you very much. You had asked people to call in who had had any kind of feelings about the fires.
Yes, please.
So I wanted to tell you that I have been having these very vivid dreams, and there's not very much to them, but I can see vividly in my head for about the last 6 months, and I've told people about this, and they're like, oh, you're just being paranoid, you know, nothing's going to happen, it can't possibly be that bad. But I've had, in conjunction with the month of August to September, I don't know why I'm feeling that. I don't quite understand it, because that's not the time that a fire would really naturally occur. But I just get this...
Actually, I think that it is.
Oh, okay.
In the West, for example, okay, August and September would be very dry, very dry months if it's hot, and it's going to be hot.
Okay, well...
But in other states, it could be that intent that I'm picking up.
Yeah. Because I did not get... I would wake up in cold sweats after seeing this just glowing coming off of buildings and, like... It was to the point where I was, like, actually hearing people scream in my dreams.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting, babe. It's a tremendous amount. It's too much, too many places, too many states, and I don't like it. That's why I'm that worried, and I thank you so much. If you get any more information, email me or email Art Bell with anything more that you come up with. Maybe if enough of us put it together, we might be able to stop it or at least head it off.
Well, I've actually been writing it down since I started having the dream, and I will email to you what I have written.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very, very much.
No problem.
All right. All right, Stephanie. Thank you. Kelly in Atlanta, Georgia, you're on with Evelyn.
Hi, Art.
Hi.
I feel like I may have come to the end of a destined journey that I've been on for the last 2 years. I'd like to get some information on your thoughts of being drawn to a house or a piece of property for a purpose. To some background is that I've come in contact with a house and a piece of property mainly that have had problems with spirits of children and shadows of something evil. I visited the place several times, and I feel a calling almost to it. I'm one of these people that, like Art had mentioned before, I need to be hit over the head, even though the answers are right there in front of me. But how do you feel about, you were speaking of being a spiritual warrior. Do you think it's a possibility that a person can be destined to battle something evil like that?
Yes, absolutely. And you probably are a sensitive, and there may be the spirit of a young child that has reached out to you and is causing you to come there and to help them cross over and to fight that which is holding them there, which may be a negative evil or force.
I can't even tell you how many things have been screaming at me throughout the day, right up until I had to call 3 different times, got through, and was cut off, you know, those 3 times, and I couldn't even believe I got through again, and I'm talking to you without the phone going dead.
It was supposed to be.
I know it
was. You are a spiritual warrior. You're being called to perform a function for those discarnate entities that need to be released.
Okay, but this is a very powerful, it's so strange, mirrors. I have, in my bathroom, I have 3 mirrors up that 2 face each other, and this face of the entity has appeared ever since I've come in contact with this one piece of property in that mirror.
Use ammonia. Okay, cleanse your mirror with ammonia. There is nothing negative that will be able to be reflected or housed in any mirror.
See, I'd be running in the other direction, Evelyn, but she said she feels compelled.
No, she's compelled. She's being called. She's a sensitive, and she's being called to become a spiritual warrior to help those definite little children that need to cross over, and they're being held against their will.
All right, here's a guy, Jerome in Michigan. You're on with Evelyn.
Hey, are you there?
Yes.
Sure am.
Mr. Arbell.
Yes.
No, you're the greatest. I just want you to, like, tell you that.
Thank you.
Okay, what I'm going to talk about, I seen, like, a ghost. Basically, it had black eyes. It was hovering over my bed.
And you want to know what it was?
There was, like, no sound whatsoever. I got up in the morning. I told my mother that I'm not going to school because I'm, like, not feeling good. And she said, okay, just go back to bed. My mom, like, babysit, like, a bunch of kids, and they were screaming, you know, whole nine yards. At this point or whatever, I turned around and I said, okay, I'm going back to sleep. And, you know, these kids were, like, screaming, you know, and, you know, no problem.
And your point is?
My point is this. I turn around and I see, like, a bright light, you know, and I open my eyes. I see this mist, like, hovering over my bed. And as time or whatever, like, birds are chirping, everything, you know, I mean, it's morning. And everything, like, ceased. You know, I mean, totally. And I don't know what to make of it or whatever. It was, like, so unbelievable that, you know, like, something, like,
I'm trying to figure out why you would want to go back to sleep. If you found something black hovering above your bed, I would think getting up and starting the day and getting out of bed would be a definite option.
Right. That's what I thought.
But you went back to bed.
No. All I did was, like, I laid down, and as soon as I, like, closed my eyes, it's daylight. And I closed my eyes. You know, and there was something, like, penetrating my eyes to open it because it's, like, a bright light. And my mom used to babysit, like, five kids.
And they were screaming.
The time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No, for real.
Yeah, and they were screaming, you said.
Please listen.
I am listening. You said they were screaming.
Yeah, I mean, my room was, like, right by the living room. And, you know, she used to babysit these kids or whatever. And, you know, it was, like, penetrating. Mm-hmm. I could not go back to sleep.
Okay,
I told my mother, I said, you know what?
I'm failing to get your point. Evelyn, did you get something out of that? I didn't.
No, because the first thing I would have asked is, you know, how did he feel when he saw this? Was there anybody that died recently? Could it have been a communication of a spirit or a dearly departed? I'm not getting any information.
Yeah, I have. Same problem.
I can't answer the question.
Yeah, I know. Jerry in New Mexico, you're on with Evelyn Paglini.
Good morning, Art. First time caller, long time listener.
Yes, sir.
And I want some of whatever that guy was drinking that was talking before me.
there was probably something somewhere there. We just couldn't get it.
Yes, okay. Evelyn, I got a question for you. My wife and I were have only been married for 4 years, and we were very energetic and very healthy. And for the last about a year and a half, we have been falling apart. And I think somebody has put the hex on us. How would we find out?
Well, it's a possibility, and the way to do that, again, would be to go back and find out if there was anybody in either side that might have been extremely jealous of your union, and if any of those might have had a background in the occult or into magic, because they would have the capabilities to try to either destroy the marriage or the health and well-being of both of you. And if so, again, by doing any one of the rituals and receiving the positive results makes you realize that it has been done to you and now it has been released. So take a look at psychic self-defense, health, and well-being.
Okay.
All right, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All right. Take care. Evelyn, in the world of ufology...
Yes.
Inevitably, whether it's a French study or other countries, you'll hear that 75%, and that's a generous figure, or a realistic figure, of the people that see these things. These can be explained away as weather phenomena, other very... I don't know, earthly phenomena that can be explained. And 25%, anywhere between 1 and 25%, simply cannot be explained. Now, in your world, in this world that we're talking about tonight, how many of these people that we've been listening to that think they may be getting attacked really are being attacked versus just a rough life?
I would have to say that there may be some people that are being attacked or visited by extraterrestrial beings, and there are also those that are being attacked by either those who have called upon spirits, entities, or beings and sent them forth as a spell or a curse onto a victim.
Okay, well, either one of those are possible, but I'm also asking how many are just, I mean, after all, some people just run into a streak of bad luck.
Yes, and that cycle always is just that, a cycle. It ends after a period of time. It does not extend or grow.
There you go. All right. Very quickly, Bill in St. Louis, you're on with Evelyn, and not a lot of time.
Yes, I'd like to thank you for taking my call. I know that I have potential within me to help others, and I want to know how I can develop my own potential, inner potential, and help others develop theirs.
There you go, Evelyn.
Well, I'll tell you again, the course, the mind development course that I have is the basic foundation. It not only teaches you how to increase your own psi abilities, but to control meditation and visualization. Once you have that ability, you are able to not only share that knowledge with others, but increase your own potential no matter what tradition you want to go into. I don't care if it's Buddhism or if it's magic.
Mysticalblend.com. Listen, Evelyn, we're out of time. Thank you. We got to go. Thank you. Have a wonderful night, Evelyn. Talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is Evelyn Paglini. From the high desert, tomorrow night, Ed Dames. You remember about the bees, right? Good night from the high desert.